packing winds of 42 meters per second at its center, Typhoon Nisette has made landfall in the township of Wentian in the island province of Hainan. The city has evacuated over 57,000 people and recalled ships, suspended flight and ferry services, and closed schools to brace for Nisette. In addition, all kindergartens, primary and middle schools in Wenchang, Sanya, Chonghai, and Hainan's capital of Haikou have suspended classes for 2 days. The China Meteorological Administration has issued a red warning alert, saying Nisette has intensified into a strong typhoon after gaining strength in the South China Sea, and now is only hours away from southeast coast of the mainland. Emergency measures are now in place in many cities to cope with Nisette's assault. Liang Changnian from the Qingzhou Flood Control and Drought Relief Center in Guangxi Zhuan Autonomous Region says people's safety comes the priority.
We have ordered all the fishery departments in coastal townships to recall their ships and fishing boats by 12 p.m. All the fishermen have been asked to go immediately onshore to wait the storm out. Workers at the dams and seawalls are now in full alert against disasters in the nature of a mudslide or flood. In addition, mines and schools have been informed to send workers and students home, as a concentration of so many people together is potentially dangerous.
Earlier in the day, the Hong Kong Observatory issued the number 8 southeast gale, or storm signal, to inform all citizens of the onset of Nisette. Malik Yusuf, a Hong Kong resident, says the city is well prepared against Nisette's assault.
They certainly seem quite well prepared. I mean, almost everybody I know was informed prior to coming into work that they wouldn't have to. They were well aware of the signal given out by the observatory. I mean, Hong Kong, the government does seem to do a good job of actually informing people and letting them know about the consequences of a typhoon.
The city has also suspended the stock market. All courts, tribunals, court registries, and offices are closed, and the Home Affairs Department has opened 11 temporary shelters in various districts for people in need of refuge during the passage of the typhoon. Nisette has left at least 35 people dead and 45 others missing in the Philippines. For CRI, I'm Tung Tung Guan.